guys. Welcome to this episode of the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. So when director Ben Zeitlin decided to cast non-actors as the lead in his critically acclaimed new movie, Beasts of the Southern Wild, he told me that the reason was that these guys really sort of just showed up and shocked me. Dwight Henry and 8-year-old Kvesinay Wallace won the parts of father and daughter, Wink and Hush Puppy, and as Zeitlin said, they both brought a reality to the characters that he was never really able to write. So the story of Beasts follows a father and daughter, Henry and Wallace, who refused to leave their hurricane-destroyed home, which is on the outskirts of New Orleans. Both actors deliver heartfelt performances, and you'd never in a million years think that this is their first time on screen. Wallace is the cutest little girl you'd ever see, and when I was talking to her, she was light years away from her performance as Hush Puppy. Henry, well, he's the owner of a bakery in New Orleans, and he would, at times, go back and forth during productions of the film to take care of the business. I talked to both Dwight and Kvesinay about how they got their parts, working on the film, and the crazy conditions they had to endure. And be sure to listen to the funny story of how, after Dwight's audition, Zeitlin couldn't find him to tell him he had the part. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. And don't forget that we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor resources available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Dwight and Kvesinay.
How did you guys find out about the auditions?
It was from my mom's friend. It wasn't none of me, it was just laying on me, sitting in my room, watching TV.
Yeah, did you want to be an actress or try it?
I wanted to try, but I never wanted to be an actress.
Yeah?
That's something that a kid would like to do, but I'm just not active. But now since the movie, I'm very active.
You are?
Yes. So.
What about you?
Mine was a little more complicated, my audition. Well, because I owned a bakery right across the street from the production company where they was doing the casting at.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and they used to have to come over and eat breakfast in the morning, and they put flyers in the bakery if anybody wanted to come audition for a part, pull a number, give us a call, and, you know, come do an audition.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, me and Mr. Godwall, one of the producers, was in there, and I had a little extra time. He used to always try to get me to come over there and audition. So I went over there, auditioned for the role, and never thought I was going to get the role, and just went back to the bakery after we did the audition like it wasn't nothing. And he come back about a week or two later, Mr. Henry, Mr. Zeitlin, love what he seen. He wants you to do another reading. So we got together, we set up another reading. I do another reading, and in the process of me doing that reading, I moved my bakery from one location to another location. Within that small time period, it was about a month and a half that it took me to reopen, they was actually looking for me to tell me that I got the part.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had no idea where
nobody could find me. They had an APB out. There was asking neighbors that was around my old bakery, where's Mr. Henry, my old landlord, where's Mr. Henry? They told them where my new bakery was at, but I wasn't open yet. So 2 days after I opened, one of the producers, Michael Godwall, come in the bakery. He had a calendar and some things in his hand. Mr. Henry, Mr. Zeitlin, love what he's seen. You have the part. And he had a schedule. We'd have to move out of town for 2.5 months and do this, do that, do this, do that. And I had just opened up, so I wasn't able to do it right then. So I actually had to turn them down. I didn't want to, but I had to, because my bakery is my stronghold, and that's my foot, and I can't give up that for nothing in the world, because I worked too hard to open it up. But I was flattered that they wanted me to do the part, so they gave me a little time, because they had a little time before they started to do the shoot. So they came back, and I still wasn't quite ready to leave the bakery yet, so I actually had to turn it down again. But I start thinking about, you know, they seen some things in me that I really didn't see in myself, and they had so much confidence and belief in me. I started thinking about that, these things, because I went back to when I first opened up my first bakery, when no one believed in me but me. I couldn't get money from the finance companies, banks. No one believed in me that I can open up a bakery, be successful at it, and couldn't get nobody to believe in me. And then to think about how much belief that they had in me, for the first time in my life, I got somebody that believe in me and see some things in me. So I worked it out. And, you know, it's been wonderful ever since I made it. Worked it out with my partners and was able to go do the film. And it's been wonderful. It's been so wonderful.
Now, when he was gone for that month, what were you thinking?
You know, this isn't such a totally crazy... I mean, it's sort of a... New Orleans doesn't operate on Facebook, really. So it's like, it's not that uncommon, you know, that you can't find someone. Eventually you find them. You know, it was like a...
I was looking for Javon one
time. Just like we were looking for Javon
one
time.
She was looking for one of the actors sometime. Nobody couldn't find her. And they just riding around.
And she's walking down the street. Yeah, you know, it felt like... I mean, the reason we cast Dwight is because at a certain point we felt like this is what was meant to happen. Like, he was meant to play this role. It was meant to be. And so I always had faith that he was going to turn up and it was going to work out. You know, I think that's a very New Orleans attitude towards it. But it always has... Every time I sort of sense, like, this is the right thing, and it comes true.
Did you always want to be an actor? Had you tried it before?
Never before. Never tried. Never had aspirations to be an actor.
See you in Denver.
They said it came so natural. I'm seeing Denver.
All right.
Hey, nice meeting you, man.
Nice to meet you.
You know, they, like I said earlier, they seen some things in me that I didn't see in myself. The part was perfect for me. So it was a good fit.
Yeah. And you had a lot of lines to memorize.
Oh, Ben.
How did you do that? Did you work on it with your mom?
See you at the wedding, not Denver.
Did you know him before, like you did the the movie?
Well, we would go in the back of the boat, all three of us, and the director, Dwight, and me. We would go behind the truck that they got blew up, and we would go in the back and we would like read. I would be on the bumper. And we'll put the back down and we'll read. And we'll read and we'll keep it in our mind. And then we'll like stop for a little while and go chill. We'll finish doing that and then we'll read it again that one time and then we'll go do the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So it really wasn't that hard.
Yeah. And what about you? Like, I'm an actor as well, and just, like, sometimes memorizing these monologues, and you had some huge stuff to, you know, to memorize. What about you?
Well, you know, I actually had a lot of help. I had acting coaches on set with me every day.
Okay.
Actually, after we shoot a scene, my acting coach was on set with me. If she sees something I need to do, we'll critique it and get it right, and... After we finish shooting, we'll meet at the condo, go over the script. Even when I was at the bakery, even before we start shooting, they sent acting coaches down to work with me at the bakery. 12 o'clock at night, they'll meet me at the bakery while I'm doing pastries. We'll work on the script, different techniques, how to change emotions, and all types of different techniques. Professional actors. You know, I had got a crash course from some real talented actors on certain techniques I need to learn and things like that.
Yeah. What was your audition like?
It was just like a regular audition, but I had to do different things.
Like what?
Like... like, kitty things, and they would, like, ask me what I would usually do. Like over the summer, so I told them what I would do, and then they'll take someone from out of there and they would put it in one of the audition things and they would do that.
When you got the phone call that you got the part, were you excited?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I went right back to what I was doing.
What were you doing?
Playing on the computer.
So you're on the computer, your mom tells you you got the part, and then you said, oh, okay, I'm going back to Facebook.
I don't have a Facebook.
Oh, no?
I wish I did.
And what about you? When you found out, when they knocked on your door and said, hey, you got the part.
Well, like I said, when I first found out I got the part, I couldn't take it. Because I had just opened up my baker, so I actually couldn't take it. It was flattered and everything. I couldn't accept it right then and there. Wish I could have, but...
Was it gnawing on you that whole time?
Well, it was constantly on my mind. I mean, it's just so natural. If somebody come up to you and tell you they want you to be a lead in a feature film, you're not going to just blow that off. So it's just I was caught up in a situation. I had to make a real-life decision on, do I want to open up my bakery right now or pursue this film career, but my foundation is my bakery. You know, whether I do another film after this one or not, I have to keep my feet grounded with my bakery, because ultimately the most important thing in the world to me is my kids. And I can't pass an acting career down to my kids. Yeah. So this is something that I would refuse to sacrifice, because this is something that I ultimately gonna pass down to my children. And that's more important to me than anything in the world. My kids, I live as a father. You a father, I'm a father, and the most important people in the world is your kids. And you want to make sure whenever you're not here, when you up in the sky, you want to look down and make sure your kids are okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing to me. I want them to have that, have something to leave your children. You don't want to leave and don't leave your children don't have nothing. I mean, just like you don't want to see your children bury you, you got to bury your, I mean, the other way around.
Your
children's supposed to bury you, you're not supposed to bury your children. You're supposed to take care of your kids not supposed to take care of you. So you have to make sure they're okay, and that's what the bakery provided for my kids. So the bakery was the most important thing at that time. But I was still flattered about doing the film and wanted to do it. Ultimately, I worked things out to where I was able, with the help from the production company, they made some concessions. They made sure if I needed to come back to the bakery, they made sure I had a driver to bring me back for whatever emergency I had to come back for. They would bring me back and bring me back on set. They worked with me on a lot of different occasions, so to make sure I was comfortable when I was doing the film.
You guys worked around like a ton of water and just crazy conditions. What was that like?
The favorite part with water is whenever I burped. So that was my favorite part with water.
Yeah.
And I can do that all the time.
You're champion burper?
Yeah. I'm better than my sister.
What about you?
It was a lot of difficult conditions. I mean, because the way Mr. Zaitlin direct, he wanted, just like, for example, the first scene that we shot, it was in the Mississippi River. We was actually in the Mississippi River, water 40, 50 degrees, colder water. We in the water all day, in the water, out the water, feet on rocks and things like that. But we could have simulated it. We could have been in a nice warm swimming pool, made it look like it was the Mississippi River. Yeah. You and millions of other people wouldn't have never knew. But Mr. Way, he wanted to be so as real as it possibly can be. So he actually wanted you in there. So we actually shot it in the Mississippi River, in the cold water. And just like the movie, some of the scenes where we shot in the woods, that was actually in the woods. Hundreds of mosquitoes biting us. And we could have simulated that, but the movie wouldn't have felt the way it felt and been as authentic as it is if we had simulated things, just like with our animals. Mm-hmm. You know, we trained our animals. We trained the dogs, the chickens, the pigs. We didn't get puppets and animals that was trained already and things like that. You know, it was a family of people, and we did things, you know, the natural way.
Thank you so much, you two, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.